aggressive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major.
Radio.Dominican.edu, live from the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with you for today's action. Three games for the Penguin Classic. December 18th, 2010. The early game starting in about, 3 minutes and 15 seconds until the national anthem. Little pregame. And on his maiden voyage, Mark Alexander is here with a little information about the visiting Cal State University Monterey Bay Otters.
Thank you, Stu. The Otters are a very good team, coming in at 6-0, and even in exhibition play, defeated Division I UC Santa Barbara 53-49. This team is very balanced scoring. Michelle Santizo may be the leading scorer, but that's not saying very much because the scoring is very distributed. But also for, you know, that, and that's just some of the challenge that the Penguins need to step up to tonight, as Kelsey Janish has, you know, pretty much carried much of the scoring for the Lady Penguins. But, you know, hopefully tonight the Lady Penguins can distribute the ball a little more and score evenly and distribute scoring throughout the whole lineup.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. About 2 minutes to go, fans. Now, as you were mentioning something there, Mr. Alexander, about the Otters coming in, their record so far, sir, do you know it?
They are 6-0 right now.
6-0. I knew that. I just wanted to hear you say it. And the Penguins, conversely.
2-7.
Okay. So the Otters, on paper, favored heavily in this one. However, the Penguins have been known to do some tricky stuff on their own. Also want to welcome everybody listening on the B2LiveTV.com network worldwide. Let me get that level a little better for B2. All right, that looks a little bit better, folks. So we will have live video action on the internet. Should you be interested in seeing that, that costs you $7 a game. You can also buy a season package. That'll get you Penguins women's basketball live video on the internet. B2LiveTV.com is the URL. You will hear the feed from Mr. Alexander and myself at that time, along with the video images. Of course, the radio broadcast is always free worldwide, but we do encourage you to log on to B2LiveTV.com and watch all of the action. Every penny goes to Dominican Athletics, and that's a good thing. Only costs $7 a game. We are live from the Conlon Center, fans. Penguin women's basketball. Brianna Chambers is in the house. 43 seconds until the national anthem. A lot of fans on hand for this early Saturday afternoon game. Tonight's two men's games at 5:30 will feature St. Martin's University playing against the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore. And in the nightcap, the Penguins will be taking on Seattle Pacific. With about 20 seconds to go, both teams are out on the floor, the final warm-ups. Penguins men's team with head coach Brett Tavani had a tough one last night. Coming back and going to try and walk out of this tournament, the Penguins home tournament, with a split tonight as they take on Seattle Pacific at 7:30. So a lot of basketball today, three games on the docket for this afternoon. The overhead announcer is in place. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu worldwide, from Mumbai to Dubai, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from San Fran to Japan, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu. We are ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, there it is. The national anthem is behind us. Three basketball games are ahead of us. And Mark Alexander alongside Stuart Horn with you live worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Happy holidays, everybody. Penguin basketball, women at 2 o'clock, men at 7:30. In between, it will be the 5:30 game between the Saints from St. Martin's University and Notre Dame, Dana Moore. for the visiting Cal State University Monterey Bay women's basketball team under head coach Renee Jimenez. Number four is Michelle Santizo, a 5'5" senior out of Oxnard. Number 10 is Amanda Padilla, a 5'5" junior, also out of Oxnard. Number 11 is Erica Ward as she comes over for a handshake with Coach Chambers, a 5'8" junior out of Simi Valley. Number 33 is Holly Holcomb, a 5'9" sophomore out of Ventura. And number 41 is Julie Warung, a 6'3" senior out of Ventura. So we've got Ventura and Oxnard covered pretty well here, Mark. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers, and Chambers is assisted by Eric Nelson, Jeff Rodriguez, and Tiffany Spriggs. Coach Chambers is sending out number 22, Kelsey Janish, the 5'8" senior guard out of Novato. Number 25 is Taki Takoi, a 5'9" junior guard out of Rotorua, New Zealand. Number 32 is Rocky Raquel Gomes, the 5'10" senior at center out of Santa Rosa. Number 33 is Melissa Wise, born the Mohawk tonight, the 5'10" sophomore out of Novato. She'll be at power forward. Number 44, Shauna Bryan is a 5'11" senior at forward out of Ripon in the Central Valley. And she is ripping on her way over to the opposing coach for the Monterey Bay Otters. Otters are undefeated, as Mark Alexander mentioned, so far this season. The Penguins 2-7, you said?
That's correct, Stu.
2-7. The Mighty DUs. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. This broadcast brought to you by the communications department here at DU, where our head coach is Melba Beals. We are ready for Penguin basketball. Women first, then the guys. December 18th, less than 1 week from today will be Christmas. 14 days left in the year, but the season is just beginning. Here we go, in the middle. For the Penguins is Wise, Warung for the Otters. It's batted out for the Otters into the backcourt. Otters attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Padilla brings it up across the timeline on the left side, zigs over to the left. Warung, the top of the key. Now they get it over to Santizo. Back to the top, Warung, softly, down low, alley-oop, missed it totally. Let her play her way too much. They're going to reset with six on the shot clock. Here's Santizo. She drives the lane. Left side. Kick out. No look. Three ball. Ward good. So Ward opens up with a tray ball. 30 seconds into it. 3-0 Otters. Here's Janice. She drives in. Now she backs out. Between the circles. Now she drifts over to the right to Rocky. Way out on the wing. Rocky sitting at 27. She's not going to even think about it. Now they work it down low. Good play. Baseline. Penguins too much from Janice. And it's taken down by Holcomb. Holly Holcomb, the 5'9" sophomore. They work it down very quickly to the other end. Good transition, Santizo. Right corner thinking about it. Here goes Ward. She wants to go three whistle. She stepped on the end line, and the Penguins will get the ball back. 18:58 to go, Mark.
Yes, I mean, any break that the Penguins can get, I mean, such as the stepping out of bounds, I mean, they really have to take advantage of it.
Hey, you're right. The Penguins will take anything we can get right now, especially against an undefeated, highly confident team like the Otters. So Janish brings it up after the inbounds from Wise. Janish with the pink. She's got on the very hot pink shoelaces. They're really standing out against the gold and white home uniform. Penguins with the new unis this year. Janish has got it inbounds. She goes to Bryant, back to Janish now, right side Rocky, to Wise in the corner, right side. Way over there, Wise thinks about three with a head fake. Now they get it back down to Taki with eight on the shot. Here's Rocky. Three bounces off the glass. Yes. A good turnaround jumper there by Raquel Gomes. Gomes, a veteran. Boy, that was good. She just powered her way in there. 3-2. Penguins trail. Padilla's got it now. She's on the right wing. She bounces it off to Warung. Almost got away from her. Warung almost muffed it away. And now she goes between the legs. Right line on the baseline. Here goes three ball on the way. Again, in and out. And the Penguins down with it after Holcomb. Now all alone is Wise. She takes it up. Left side off the glass way too much. But Taki Takoi takes it down on the rebound. Janish has got it right wing. She wants to shoot it so badly. Left side, Gomes. Wise head fake. Wise drives in. Back outside, Rocky. Three ball on the way. Missed it right. And it comes out, taken down by Waring. Otters on offense now. Santizo's got it. Here goes a long three ball by Ward. She already hit one. No, she's missed two. And the putback is good by Waring. 5-2. 17:35 to go.
Yeah, and you can't give a second chance like that on that rebound that Herring took. So
yeah, she's at 6'3" senior, so she's very close to the bucket. Once Ward missed that tray ball, Waring was in perfect position to box out and put the ball back. 17:19 to go. Fans 5-2 in favor of the Otters, undefeated Monterey Bay in the house tonight. Janish has got it with 7 on the shot clock. Boy, the Penguins are battling the shot clock all night. Now this one's high off the glass. Left-handed layup from Janish is not even close. And now back to Waring, and a good play there by Wise to break up the play as it was 2-on-2, but the Otters had all the angles there. And now with 17:02 to go, a whistle as Wise bats it out of bounds. And we'll see what the official says. And I guess the official's not going to say much. So with 17:02 to go, we'll reset. 24 on the shot clock when they get it in, and they do. So they work it down between the circles to Padilla. She's against Takoi. She drifts over to the left side. She finds Ward. Ward to Holcomb. Ward, left edge. Holcomb breaks in. Good pivot move there on the pick and roll. Right side, Santizo. Top of the key now to Padilla. She fakes right, goes left. Picks up the screen from Waring. Takes a three ball, no. Shauna Bryant down with it. Shauna Bryant wears number 44. That's Willie McCovey's old number. For those of you who were around in the 70s, who liked the Giants? 5-2. If you like the Giants, you probably like the Penguins. Neighbors. Three ball goes off by Janish. Top of the key straight away. Missed it. Missed a little bit right. 16:19 to go, fans. And down with it, Otters. Otters so good at getting those defensive rebounds. Waring, top of the key. She passes it back out with 14 on the shot clock. Padilla drives in, drives the lane, left side, picks up a screen. Waring is so big that Padilla is able to drive in. Waring was able to screen out four players there, Mark. So now Taki's got it, way out on the right wing. When I go to you like that, you just take it, okay? So now the pass intended for Raquel Gomes is picked off by Holly Holcomb, who runs it in herself. Timeout is called. You are listening to NC2A Basketball, Penguin Style, on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
Give our athletes your support by attending games here at Dominican or visit them on the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also listen to Penguin Action Live via your smartphone or online at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you, and go Penguins.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh! Swingle puts it away! And the Penguins with their first conference victory!
Reach the eye.
All right, fans, in for the Otters is London Houch in the 5'6" senior out of Ramona, transfer from University of San Diego. The Aztecs. 15:38, clock rolls, Taki. Traveling from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Well, on our computer keyboard as we're set up on the eastern wall. Shot on goal by Wise from the right side. Just a little bit short. Was very short, actually, at the bottom of the bucket. In transition, Otters. 15:22 to go. Oh, Padilla wanted to shoot the three, but she didn't. Over to Houchin. Houchin's got it. She flings it over to the right side way, heaves it across to Jenna Bandy. Is that right? Yeah, Jenna Bandy's in her, a 5'8" freshman out of Thousand Oaks. And off ball. Let's see, who was that called, Mark? Do you know who picked up that foul?
That foul's on number 30.
You're right. And for the Penguins? I don't know, it just said number 30. Well, there is no number 30 on the Penguins, so that must have been on Shanetta Crane Williams, who also entered, obviously. Otherwise, she wouldn't have picked up the foul. With 15:14 to go, we do have a timeout now. Williams is a 5'11 junior out of Oakland, and we know where that is, just across the bay. We are in San Rafael in California, in the good old U.S. of A. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Say what's in the air.
you need to say. Say what 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 you need to say.
Well, what I need to say is radio.dominican.edu is the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. I want to welcome everybody for joining us on your Saturday, the 18th of December, 2010. And also want to welcome everybody on the B2 Radio, B2LiveTV.com network. Live TV, first year here at Dominican where you can watch the games on the internet. That's kind of exciting. Now the clock rolls. Wise with a jumper, pulls up, buckles, short again. That's two in a row out of the Mohawk-wearing Wise. From the right side, both of them are very short. So Bandy brings it up. Now they kick it back outside to LaShawn Johnson, a 5'10" senior out of San Diego. She's a transfer from Midland College. She takes it into the left corner and a whistle. And here comes the referee. So Gomes picks up her first. That is the first called on the Penguins. It's 9-2 fans in favor of the visiting Otters. From the Conlin Center, here we go. Inbounds, right under the bucket, and a whistle. Off-ball penalty is called on LaShawn Johnson. Illegal screen called on Johnson. So, unforced error, the Penguins get a break. However, the Penguins are going to need a few breaks here, Mark. 9-2, 14:43 to go.
Yeah, this is an excellent opportunity on this possession to start a run.
Agreed. Raquel Gomes, three ball on the way. Oh, just a little bit short. Actually, she was just inside the line, it looked like, on second look. And the Penguins have a case of the shorts now. That's two in a row out of Wise, and now Gomes is very short. They've got the direction, just not the distance. 14:18 to go, fans. First half action. Penguins trail by seven. Here's the shot by Johnson. Three ball in and out. Taken down Wise with a rebound. Flings the elbows. He gets away from her. Oh, no, and it's out of bounds. Boy, that was a delayed whistle, too, because Wise flung the elbows. The ball got away from her. Wise ran after it. And as it went out of bounds, now they're going to give it back to the Otters. Everybody had retreated to the other end of the court. But the Otters are going to get it back in on the short side. On the sideline, right in the corner. Within just a foot or two of the corner there on the northeastern corner of the court. And now the referee's in conference there on Media Row. 14:07 to go, fans. 9-2. Official timeout, radio.dominican.edu.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. You are now locked on to Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feeling me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu. Home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
In 2010, the Dominican men's and women's soccer programs ended the season on the wrong foot, with disappointing losses to PacWest rival Notre Dame Dana Muir. In 2011, the Penguins, led by leading goal scorers junior Juliana G. Bradsburg and senior Pedro Guevara, looked to score early and score often throughout the 2011 season. Soccer director Jonathan Delano is excited about the upcoming spring season and also looking forward to the maturing of returning players in the 2011 season.
Groundbreaking on the Field of Dreams is hoped to start the spring 2011 semester and be completed midway through the fall 2011 season. Come cheer your Penguins to victory at the new stadium in Thor's Meadows.
Go Penguins!
All right, fans, we are back after the official timeout. And here's the update. It looked like there was just simply a roster error. Clerical error, no technical, so says the referee sent down from the NC2A. They just had to check things out and make sure that everybody is accounted for that's on the floor. And apparently, one of the players from Monterey Bay, number 45, LaShawn Johnson, was not properly registered. She is so now. No technical has been called. Just a clerical error, 14:07 to go. We will be back underway very shortly after the conference with the referees and both coaches. We've got about 100 fans on hand for this early game. First of three today, fans. We're back underway. Here we go. 14:07, the clock rolls. Inbounds, they get it over to Padilla. She's got Taki Tokoi plastered to her left side. Johnson. Johnson with a head fake. She's against Gomes. Gomes has got the arms out. Gomes gets screened out. And Shauna Bryant comes back in. Soft turnaround jumper by Shanetta Crane. Williams is good. And Williams got some serious hops there. 13:45 to go. It's a 9-point game in favor of the Otters. 11-2, Taki right corner. Taki works it down to Raquel. Gomes off the glass. Good. And Rocky wears 32. And you know who used to wear 32, Mark? That's right, O.J. Simpson. Born on the same day as yours truly. Now the Otters in quick transition. Oh, a brilliant move by Janish to come underneath and block her out. Stole the ball away from one of the Otters who wasn't even looking up. 11-4, Penguins on offense now. And speaking of looking up on it, that one got right through the fingertips of Wise, but she got it back just before it crept into the backcourt to avoid the penalty. 10 on the shot clock, Taki right side. 8 now, Shauna drives in 6, tries to get it off the glass, is fouled by Williams. Check it by LaShawn Johnson. And we'll see what the call is. The foul is going to be against Williams. So Crane Williams picks up her second, the 5'11 junior out of Oxnard. Make sure that this is alive, okay? 12:56 to go, thank you. 11-4. Shauna on the line as she buries that one, the first. For the Penguins, Kimi Nakamura enters the game in place of Taki Tokoi. And Mary-Kay Jankowski. Jankowski, the 6-foot freshman out of Thousand Oaks, is getting ready to enter. Shauna for her second, 11-5, to bring the Penguins within 5 on the way. Perfect. And Jankowski now in. Jankowski has on the black tennies. Let's see, on the right foot she has all black in the laces. Left foot, Penguin gold. And she wears the Nike black socks calf high. Here we go. That's Jankowski now. We'll keep an eye on her. The freshman at 6 feet. 12:40 to go. Ball's in play. And very quickly, Waring throws it out of bounds. So there's another unforced error as Kimi Nakamura has come in for the Penguins along with Stephanie Carnes. And Mary-Kay Jankowski. 12:30 to go, fans. 11-6. Penguins hanging tough. Nakamura over in the right corner, right in front of all the Penguin fans. Now Rocky from the right elbow, deep. Boy, she's got to come. She's either short or she's deep. But she's right on line. As soon as Raquel Gomes zeroes in on the distance, the Penguins are going to be in good shape tonight. 12:21 to go against the undefeated Otters. Penguins 2-7. Down low, Janish. One bounce, left side. Left-handed hook shot off the glass. Can't get it to fall. Taken down Waring. Flips it off very quickly to Ward, who brings it up, and she's blocked out by Nakamura. She has to retreat. Coming up on 12 minutes in the first half, fans. Here's Waring, top of the key. She's got 1 foot inside. Now they kick it down low to Holly Holcomb with a foot fake and a whistle. And they're going to give it back to the Penguins. Off-ball penalty. Santizo picks up her first with a push. Off-ball. You are listening to Penguin Basketball. The early game. Ladies only. Other than myself and Mark Andrews, who's Alexander sitting next to me inside a 12 minutes fan. 11-6. Mark, your impressions of the game so far?
Well, yes, Monterey Bay does have the lead, but I do believe that, you know, they're giving the Lady Penguins plenty of chances, just taking advantage of those opportunities. For example, just the turnover just down here on the to our right, they failed to convert. So they need to take advantage of any opportunities they have against the excellent Monterey Bay team.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If the Penguins don't take advantage of every opportunity, they have no chance. If they take advantage of every opportunity, they do have a chance. We'll be right back, fans. Timeout has been called. 11:58 to go. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Fast break to Gorilla on the way. Gorilla with a nice layout two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
This is a Biggie Bencomo production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time.
Yeah, all right. We are back, fans. It's a Biggie Bencomo production, whatever that means. Now, Biggie Bencomo is one of the stars on the radio program. He appears with Piob on Tuesdays. Biggie is one of Piob's guests on the very worldwide famous show. What are you talking about? During the school year on Tuesday nights. Here we go. Penguin ball from the sideline after it was tipped out by the Otters. 11-6. DU on offense off to our left. Stephanie Carnes has entered the game. She's calling the offense. She gets it off to Janish on the wing. That's not a big difference as far as the offense is concerned. Nakamura muffs it through her fingers. 7-6. Here's Nakamura left wing. Gets it down low to Rocky. 4. Flips it outside. Jankowski on the way. Oh, a little bit deep. Jankowski had to take it. So it was less than 1 second to go when it hit the rim. Mary Kay took a good look at it and was just a little bit deep. She might have been a little bit jacked there, Mark, with her first shot of the night, 11:15 to go. Jankowski now. Here's a jumper from the line, in and out. Horseshoe, tipped out. They're going to give it to the Penguins. After Kelsey Janish and Jessica Fontenette got wrapped up, 11:10 to go. Penguins trail by 5. No scoring by either squad in quite a while. Inbounds. Carnes wants to go 3-ball, doesn't do it. Jankowski's down low. She dribbles once, kick out to Nakamura over on the left side. She drifts. Now over to Janish. Down low. Janish from the left side, 11-8. After Janish with a soft buckler from the line.
Yes, and a big defensive stop here would change that. You know, give a chance for the Penguins to be back in this game.
Agreed. Penguins on defense now. Otters have the ball. 24 on the shot clock. Charging in is Holcomb. She kicks off blindly at the left second, and another 3-ball by Erica Ward, the 5'8 junior out of Simi Valley. That's the second for Ward from long range. 10.5 to go, fans. 14-8. The Otters answer Janish's nice buckler. Penguins with one team foul so far in the first half. Now Janish with a 3-ball of her own, yes. Straight away, just to the right of center. At about 21 feet, coming up on 10 minutes, Penguins trail by only 3 now. Oh, boy, if the Penguins could hold on and get past the Otters tonight, it would be a massive win. Unbeaten Otters come in just loaded with confidence. Here's Waring with the turnaround jumper. Waring gets the deuce. Waring draws the foul. 9:54 to go. She'll go to the line. And the foul is committed by Rocky. So Gomes gets her second and gets yanked. And that's how it works. You commit a foul, and oftentimes you find the bench shortly thereafter, wearing to the line. It's just like Mark Alexander. If he commits a foul, he'll immediately be yanked by yours truly, the coach. But so far, he's been flawless. 9:50 to go, fans. 16-11. The Penguins trail by 5 after Waring misses the freebie, but the Otters get the rebound. Oh, brother, and now a 3-ball by Santizo. Finds the bottom. Santizo goes long range, and that's 3 3-balls for the Otters. And the Penguins have 0 defense for that one, Mark.
Right. They have a very very balanced scoring attack, like I mentioned earlier, by the Otters.
Yeah, you're not kidding. They can do it up close, but for the Otters, they're doing it from long range as well. 9:14 to go. Top of the key. Another 3-ball on the way from Holcomb. No. Penguins with a rebound. Janish hauls it in, coming up on 9 minutes. Penguins getting ready to sub in 4. Janish has been in there for just about the entirety. She's in there with Bryant. Now Janish has it stripped away on the attempted pass. Santizo stole it. Fast break, other end, no way. Otters. Pass was intended for Jessica Fontenette. And it led her by too much. Out for the Penguins will be Carnes. Jankowski's back out and Janish is back out. Penguins bring in four. As they bring Bronner in, and we haven't heard much out of Bronner so far this season, but we heard a lot out of her last year. I wouldn't be surprised to see Bronner get double digits on this game. And here's a long three ball. Penguins now, Kimi Nakamura, just about straight away goes for three, missed it, 19-11. Oh, terrible pass by LaShawn Johnson, who's re-entered. Johnson threw it left-handed, but overthrew her player out of the end line. And the Penguins are on offense after Johnson chucks it away. 8.5 to go, fans. 19-11. Here's Bronner to Wise. Left side, Shauna. Now Taki. Up and under Bronner. Too much. She's... That's a block to the back. As a secondary came in there, Mark, and gave her, clipped her. 19-11. And so Bronner will go to the line. You can't do that in football, and you can't do it in basketball either. So now for the Penguins, Kayla Valentine gets ready to enter the game for the first time as Bronner knocks down the first. 19-12. 19-12. Nobody's changed it on the board. 19-12. Still 11 on the board. The second one's missed, and they have not changed it on the board for the Penguins. Penguins haven't gotten the credit for that point yet. It's as if it didn't go in, coming up on 8 minutes. And now under the hoop is Chris King, who buries the deuce, number 32. 21-12, they do change it on the board now, inside of eight. 7:50 exactly. Bronner to Kayla. Back to the top of the key, over to Wise now on the right side. A lot of defense, Monterey. A lot of defense. Taki thinking about it. Head fake. Taki to Wise. 12 on the shot clock. Wise wants to shoot it. Now it's 9. Wise backs back out to Bronner. Oh, high dribbling. Bronner, it goes! Oh, she traveled with it, though. 7.5 to go. Too bad. Timeout there is called now. Oh, that was a great play by Bronner, but she got called on that high dribble. Bronner is a returning player, a graduate student here at DU, and we can expect to hear a lot out of her. You are listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Thank you very much.
Here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Carrillo on the way. Carrillo with a nice layup, two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
This is a Biggie Bencomo production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get the shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Evacuate.
7.5 to go, fans. 21-12, Stuart Horn, Mark Alexander, your DU broadcasters for today's event, the Penguin Classic, December 18th, 2010, Monterey Bay in the house. Penguin women on the court. Joey Sullivan in the house. So everything's under control. Always feel secure when Joey's here. Monterey Bay now bringing it up from our left to right. Amanda Padilla's got it. She gets it off to London Houchin. Houchin, right side now, over to Johnson. Johnson fakes in, wants to pick up a screen. Out of King, doesn't take it. Johnson, 8 on the shot clock. Oh, it almost got away from her. She's driving in against Shauna. Oh, she beats Shauna to death. Got the shot off, missed it. And on the down, Wise got wrapped up with it, but it got out of her hands and picked up by Chris King. Padilla now's got it. She's got control. She goes back to Johnson. Shot clock resets. We're inside of 7 minutes, fans, in the first half. Here's Johnson. Hook shot. Left side, no. Taken down. Bronner goes behind the back. King can't get it away from her. Kayla's got it. Valentine, perfect pass to Shauna Bryant, and that's an assist and a half.
Yes, I mean, the crisp passes and quick passes will beat this Monterey defense, you know, who's very quick to the ball, so you got to pass really quick.
Yeah, then that was a quick pass out of Kayla Valentine, her first year with the Penguins, and Valentine with a bullet to Shauna Bryant and the deuce. 6:22 to go, fans. Penguins hanging tough, 21-14, down by 7. Here's King on the right elbow, 8 on the shot clock. Monterey's got to work it. Houchin has it. Top of the key, Johnson. Back to King. Up and under. Fouled. Whistle. King to the line. Ugh. 23-14 with 6:09 to go. That hurts. Melissa Wise with the foul. And that's her first. And that's about the only good thing you can say about that one. Her Wise is just her first. Mary Kay Jankowski gets ready to re-enter the game as the free throw is made by Chris King. And Mary Kate's back in there. Shauna gets yanked. 6:09. I don't know if Shauna so much got yanked after scoring the two. I think she's just going for a breather. She didn't do anything wrong. In fact, she did everything right. After that perfect assist by Kayla Valentine to set up the deuce. Penguins trail by 10, 6 minutes exactly. Wise. Wise foot fake to the right three times and then heaved up an air ball. So her fakes were pretty good, although Johnson really never bit on him. She couldn't get around Johnson. Johnson's quite a bit bigger. Melissa Wise listed at 5'10", same as Johnson. And Johnson just plays bigger. And Wise just couldn't get around her, even with the Mohawk. Sometimes the Mohawk helps. Chris King now with the finger roll. She can't get it to fall, but somehow the Otters, after two shots on goal, the Otters get the rebound and the whistle. Ouch. And the Penguins, Taki Takoi gets called on that, and that's her first. 5:38 to go, fans. Penguins still trail by 10 under the bucket as Janish gets ready to re-enter. King, she works it down low. Turn around by Fontanet. No, she doesn't want to do it. Johnson under the bucket. Kayla, good D. Left side, foot fake by Bandy, who's re-entered, obviously. I wouldn't be calling her name had she not re-entered. Gets a shot off. Down with it is Mary Kate. Now Bronner. Kick off to Mary Kate in the right corner. Jankowski never even looked at it. She just wanted to find Bronner, and with good reason, Bronner heaves it up for two. Monterey Bay now bringing it back up. Padilla across the timeline on the right side. 4:58 to go. 24-16. Penguins trail. First half. Here's King. King is looking for LaShawn Johnson down low. She threw it very low. In fact, she threw it beyond the end line. She heaved it about 5 feet over the top of Johnson. Johnson jumped up and couldn't get it. 4:50 to go. The Penguins trail by 8. Kayla Valentine brings it in out of Bronner. Clock rolls. Here we go. Penguins have committed 4 fouls in the first half. 6 fouls committed by Monterey Bay. Left side, Janish on the wing. Now she goes down low to Bronner. High-stepping, travels. That looked a lot like the last one, Mark.
Correct. I mean, that the Monterey defense that will play close, I mean, they'll force you to make errors like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. The defense is the thing that'll take you out of your rhythm and force you to do stuff like that. That was a travel. I saw it a mile away. Now a 3-ball. Quick transition by the Otters. Santizo goes Trey, yes. 27-16 coming up on 4 minutes. Jankowski, clean look. Left side, in and out. That's too bad. She had a nice clean look. And that's exactly the kind of shot Jankowski wants to see. Chris King's got it. Now they go top of the key. Santizo slows things down. Get it over to Ward. Now in the corner. Right side. Brittany Lewis, the 5'6" sophomore guard out of Antioch in the East Bay. She flips it off to Santizo, who backs up between the circles, 7 on the shot. Now down low to the waiting Waring. Waring, and now a whistle, and I think it's going to be called against Bronner. It's on Janish, not Bronner. That's the 5th committed by the Penguins, 6 by the Otters, and that's the first one on Janish. Quickly inbounds to Lewis. Now she goes between the circles. She backs up over to Santizo, left side. She wants a little help out of Lewis. Lewis goes back down low over to Santizo, now on the wing. Now Waring, who's been just trouble on the D's all night. Waring gets right around Mary Kate and draws a foul. She got the shot off. Mary Kate Jankowski gets her first there. Jankowski's first year with the Penguins and her first time on the air. 3:27 to go. Waring will be on the line, and now we have a media timeout. When we talk about the media, talking about DU Radio, broadcasting worldwide from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting from Mumbai to Dubai and all corners of the universe and beyond, radio.dominican.edu. We're right back.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey, everybody, you are listening to The Hotspot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Gorilla on the way. Gorilla with a nice layup, two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
Well, there's not much to not like about Dominican Radio. 24/7, 11 years on the air. Mark Alexander, who are our premier sponsors?
Well, one of our premier sponsors is the Flatiron in downtown Santa Fe, 724 B Street. Dominican alumni owned and operated, a 10% discount if you show your, on food items, if you show your Dominican ID.
10%, you say?
That's correct.
Seems like a pretty good deal. Dominican alumni owned and operated. The Flatiron on B Street, everybody knows where that is. 327 to go, fans. Here we go. Wearing on the line. 6'3" senior out of Ventura. Toes line, open stance. Right-handed shot. On the way with backspin, in and out. Now for the Penguins, Alicia Prudencio, 5'5" freshman out of San Jose. She went to Evergreen Valley High School, the east side of San Jose, I do believe. And she wears number 2. Second one by Waring's good. 28-16, 3:27 to go in the first half. A low-scoring affair for the Penguins. Janish brings it up. She's out there with Rocky and Kayla and Alyssa Prudencio and Melissa Wise. Shot on goal by Kayla Valentine. A long two ball. She made it from 18 and a half. Coming up on 3 minutes, fans. 28-18. Valentine with a long-range two ball. Santizo's got it. She spins 360 against Prudencia. Now they get it down to Waring again. Number 41 is Waring. She goes with a low bounce pass in the paint against Wise. Wise reaches in, draws a whistle. Ooh, I don't know about that one. No, it wasn't against Wise. Yes, it was. Wise remained flat-footed there, Mark, but she drew the foul. Or caused it, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, you got to play defense with your feet.
She didn't even jump up on it. She didn't apply that much pressure, but did tap the wrist on the way, and you can't do that. Holcomb on the line, the 5'9 sophomore out of Ventura. This one's on the way, and it's deep. Right back at her, and that's a break for the Penguins. As Shauna Bryant gets ready to re-enter, and she does in place of Wise. Wise has got 2. Shauna's had a good game so far. Holly Holcomb back to the line now, the guard. On the way, with backspin, nothing but swish. Inbounds from Bryant to Janish. 2:43, the clock rolls. Here we go. Janish comes across the middle, Insignia. Now she drifts to the left. Oh, good play by Janish to get around Lewis, but then she had to back out as Waring was in perfect position. They get it to Bryant. Now here goes a two ball by Prudencia from way out there. Check it, that was a three ball. Missed it deep. Penguins with the offensive rebound. Janish to Bryant down low against Waring. Forget it. Prudencio goes with a low bounce pass. Now Rocky. Prudencio goes three ball again. Very deep. Somehow caught the rim. Bounced straight up. And the Penguins are back on defense after the rebound by Erica Ward. Ward opened up the game with a three ball. And she's been pretty tough on the DUs ever since. As we're inside of 2 minutes, and there's another tray ball. This one by Michelle Santizo, the 5'5 senior, who buries it from the right side for 3. 1:51. Prudencio on the way. She walked with it. Prudencio had the happy feet there, Mark. She got the ball, and then she did not remain set. She kind of crow-hopped toward the bucket before she let that one go. It was very short anyway.
Yeah, she got a little anxious to get that shot off. And,
yeah,
you know.
I do the same thing. When I get it, then I have to kind of crow hop my way toward the bucket. I get too excited. Okay, in the backcourt now. Monterey's got the ball after the walk by Prudencio. 32-18. It's been all Otters. Otters undefeated this season. And bringing it up now is Santizo, who just scored a big-time 3. And here's a jumper from Lewis. Very athletic, but She just caught a little of the back rim. Penguins to Kayla on the fast break off the glass. Valentine with the deuce and the foul.
And yes, I mean, that was off of a very long pass, a very quick pass down the court, which could generate more scoring for the Lady Penguins.
Yeah, the Penguins are going to have to do something, and perhaps quicker transitioning may be part. Jessica Fontenette has come back in place of Lewis with 1:27 to go. Kayla to the line to see if she can complete the three-point opportunity. On the way, very short. Missed it right, almost an air ball. I mean, she just barely grazed the hoop. 32-20. It was a great play by Valentine. Surprised she came up with such a poor free throw. Everything we've seen out of Valentine's been very nice, except for that one. Here goes a three ball by Ward, in and out, and Valentine with a rebound. She hauls it in, almost has it stripped away. In fact, does, but now she's able to get back to it. Get it back to Janish in the backcourt. 1 minute exactly, fans, in the first half. 32-20, the Penguins trail. Janish now takes a screen from Gomes, goes three ball long range, missed it right. No rim. Zero rim. That's ZR, we call that. Oh, brother, over the top, and Valentine now fouls the shooter from behind. And Janish hits the deck, but she comes, pops back up after a little help from Valentine. That was over the top, and Kayla was pretty flagrant, but... And they call the foul, actually, they... Wait a minute. They're going to actually call that an offensive foul? Now the referees have to confer because nobody can believe that was against Monterey. And they're going to give it to the Penguins. Everybody in the place thought it was against either Janish or Valentine. The shooter drove in, but it was an offensive foul. I can't believe it. The foul was against Fontenette. I thought it was against Valentine. Then he called 22, and I thought, well, Janish, she's the one who ended up on her back. And then I thought, well, okay, they called it on Janish. But in fact, it was an offensive foul. 29 seconds to go. Janish gets in trouble in the backcourt, and Brianna Chambers calls a timeout. With 29.2 seconds to go, 32-20 mark.
Yes, I mean, this is a good opportunity for Coach Chambers to set up a play to give some momentum going into the second half.
You're listening to Radio Nat, Dominican.edu, 30 seconds to go in the first half. Mark and I will be back in just a second.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
And that's what we're covering right now on Radio.Dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Mark Alexander, your DU broadcasters for this afternoon's affair. Monterey Bay Otters in the house. Playing against the Penguins. Penguins trail by 12. We have 30 seconds to go, 29.2 to be exact, in the first half. Janish has got the ball, and they get it in to Prudencia, the 5'5 freshman. 25 seconds left in the half, 7 overhead. Here's Kayla. Kayla fakes left, goes right, now goes left. Prudencia drives in 2 on the shot clock, trouble. Penguins couldn't get the shot off, so that's where you tap the top of your head, Mark. Delay of game. And now a timeout has been called with 15.4 seconds to go. Timeout called by the Otters. Radio.Dominican.edu.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feeling me?
Keep it locked here on Radio.Dominican.edu. Home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
If you didn't know, now you know. 15.4, 32-20. Penguins trail in the first half. Monterey Bay on offense. Chris King brings it in. 13 seconds to go. They bring it up to Santizo. I don't know if Monterey Bay is going to try and get another shot off. 6 seconds to go. King, top of the key. I think they will. Now they get it down low to Johnson. 2. Johnson drives in 1. On the way, King off the glass. Yes. On the buzzer. And King converts Just to throw a little salt in the wound, Mark.
Right, you mean you can't give a second chance up to a very good, excellent team in the Otters here. I mean, after off that rebound, giving up a putback like that, that's got to hurt a lot.
Yeah, it does. Johnson had it. She got it to King, and with less than 1 second to go, King released the ball. As the backboard lit up, the ball was going through the bucket. It counted. The score after the first half, 34-20. Mark and I will be back in 10 minutes with our halftime extravaganza. Mark will cover all the stats, all the numbers that matter, everything that matters in 10. We'll be back, radio.dominican.edu. That's right. Cheer your Penguins to victory. And that's the Penguins are working on a victory today. See if they can pull it out. They have a long road to hoe, though. Stuart Horn and Mark Alexander with you. December 18th, 2010. Penguin Classic. Penguin ladies back out on the floor. Here we go. Second half action. 34-20 in favor of the undefeated Otters. Wreaking havoc here on the Penguins offense in the Conlon Center. Here's Wise. Opens up things with a three ball. Missed it left. Penguins now attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlon Center. We are courtside. Santizo flips it off to Padilla, and Padilla brings it up between the circles. She's got Taki on her and a whistle, and all of a sudden, the back half of the first half of action, and now the opening of the second half, and the referees, they've got those whistles going. 26 seconds into it, and the first one is called on Taki, and that's her second of the evening. Top of the key now, Santizo flips it outside to Ward. Ward's got a couple of trays so far, at least. I'll have to go to Mark Alexander to find out exactly how many three balls Ward has hit so far. I know she's got two, at least. Just two? Okay, 34-20 is the score. And here goes, oh, speaking of Ward, she just nailed her third three ball of the evening, fans. Ward from the right wing, she was out there at 22.5 feet. 19 minutes to go in this one. 37-20 now. Otters are starting to create a little distance as Ward steals it away as the Penguins run offense. Otters now bringing it over. Between the legs goes Padilla. Padilla can dribble right-handed or left-handed, and I can't tell if she's a righty or a lefty. Oh, brother. She finds Waring down low all alone. The Penguins had no answer for that. Waring just hanging out down low, right under the bucket. No Penguins anywhere near. And the assist from Padilla, just a nice high pass to Waring down low. Big rainbow. And that has Brianna Chambers biting her lip, Mark.
Right. This is where the time where Coach Chambers really needs to settle her team down. And, they really need to pick up. Otherwise, the Otters are going to run away with this if they don't settle down at this point. And, they can't be turning the ball over like you just saw. And, like I said, this depth of this Monterey Bay team will hurt the Penguins if they're not careful.
Yeah, it's hurting them quite a bit so far, 39-20. They've just about doubled the score against the mighty Penguins. What if we should call them the Penguinettes? No, that doesn't sound right. They're tougher than that. 18:23 to go. We are in a timeout, fans. How about some sponsors, Mr. Alexander?
Yes, in fact, sponsoring the Dominican Classic is Four Points by Sheridan, a preferred hotel partner of Penguin Athletics. The Dominican Classic continuing tonight with two games starting at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time.
4 points by Sheridan. They're located at 1010 North Gay Drive in San Rafael, up by Terra Linda. Here we go, back underway. Inbounds, Janish to Tekoy. Now Raquel Gomes, the senior out of Santa Rosa with seven, goes to Wise. Janish five, four, Wise three on the way, three ball. Oh, she missed it left from the left corner. Loose ball, everybody's going after it. Chris King comes up with it. She hands it off to Santizo. 18 minutes exactly, fans. 39-20 in favor of the Otters. Penguins need a stop, and then they need a few of those threes to fall. Here goes Ward, thinking three. Ward's got three trays on the way. Two ball, no. in and out of the hands of Shanetta Crane Williams. And the Penguins with the rebound. After Williams just couldn't quite hold on to it. Taki. Taki's got it down low at the baseline. On the left side, Wise. 10 on the shot clock. Almost stolen away. Kick out Gomes to Shauna. Oh, she missed the easy look by. After the pass from Gomes, she missed it to the right. Williams now. Check it. That's Padilla. She brings it to the top of the key as the Penguins get ready to bring in Klarmanko and Jankowski. Inside of 17 minutes, Penguins are going to bring in a fresh five when they get the opportunity. Shot on goal is missed deep, but somehow the Penguins don't get the rebound as Santizo hauls it in. She gets it off to Williams. Williams, low bounce pass on the give and go to Ward. Yes. Oh, brother. Mark Alexander, that was textbook.
Yes, it was. And it appears now that the Penguins are getting ready to bring in a fresh five, see if they can make a big difference when they come in.
16:35 to go. The Penguins trail by 21. 41-20. It's been all Otters. And I don't know if otters are natural predators in the wild. I think the otters live in warmer climates than penguins do. However, here in the Conlon Center, the otters are having the penguins for lunch. 16:27 to go, fans. 41-20. Otters undefeated. So far, the Penguins 2-7. Kayla Valentine's got it. The Penguins have five newbies in there, and we'll bring them to you as it unfolds. Noelle Roldan for the DU's, a 5'6" freshman out of Napa, is in there with Nakamura, Valentine, Shelly Klarmanko, and Mary Kay Jankowski. 16-14. And the Penguins are back on defense as LaShawn Johnson throws it into the backcourt to Amanda Padilla. Padilla's only 5'5", Mark, but boy, has she been tough on the DU's tonight. Chris King goes to the left side. And they get it back over to Johnson with a bullet. 16 on the shot. Plenty of time. Jankowski breaks up the play. Nakamura's got it in the backcourt. Now it's stolen away by King. Now it's 2-on-2. Otters drive in right side. Very soft side. Now they wait for everybody to come down and get in position. Padilla, trouble. Johnson, kick out left side, all alone. Brandy on the way. Three ball, no. Klarmanko had it for a second. Loose ball, Valentine's got it. Johnson falls on her. And whistles. Brianna Chambers wants the push called. And see if she gets it. I don't know what they're going to call on that one, although Chambers jumped up, Mark, and insisted that Kayla Valentine had been pushed out of bounds.
Yeah, it appeared that she was just, the call is just out of bounds, even though there was some physical play as both teams aggressively went for the ball.
Yeah, I don't know so much of a push as LaShawn Johnson was just diving for it, and little old Kayla Valentine got in her way. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was hard to tell. I mean, they both were aggressive towards the ball, and you know, a foul could have been called either way on that play.
I know when the radio squad plays against a math team, I'm always very aggressive toward the ball. 41-20, fans, 15:34 to go at the end of this timeout. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. And here we are at the end of the timeout, so we're not even going to go to an ad. We're just going to stay right here, Mark and I. Yours truly, Stuart Horn, on radio.dominican.edu. With 15.5 to go, sitting here on Media Row, and the referees conferring with Brandon Davis. Brandon Davis is in the house as usual, fans. 41-20, welcoming the Otter listeners worldwide. Of course, the Penguin fans are always welcomed here on radio.dominican.edu, and we love to have you along with us and also viewing this one on b2livetv.com. Back underway. Inbounds, Johnson to Padilla. Padilla's got it at the top of the key. She goes between the circles now. She stutter steps back and forth against Roldan. Long three ball by Houchin. On the way, no. Penguins down with it, 41-20, as Kayla hauled that one in. Penguins now between the circles. Kayla Valentine's got it out on the left wing, but she's out at 26 and a half feet. Doesn't want to shoot it. Oh, she gets it down low to Shelly Clarmanco. And Clarmanco with a 180 jumper. Nice shot, Amar.
Yeah, that was a pretty nice shot there.
That was textbook Clarmanco. And answering it is Amanda Padilla from the left side. I think Padilla might be a lefty, although I just can't tell. She's so good with both hands. And sometimes you can tell. In fact, oftentimes you can tell whether the player is a right-handed or left-handed player by the motion they make in their shot. For instance, Shelly Clarmanco, you can tell a mile away she's a right-handed player by the way that she fires the shorty. But Padilla, speaking of Clarmanco, she just chucked one out of bounds. And Monterey's got it. But Padilla, you cannot tell if she's a righty or lefty because she dribbles so well with both, and she shoots from both sides of the bucket so beautifully. Inside of 14 and a half, fans. Penguins getting creamed, 43-22. I'm sorry to report, Kings got it under the bucket. Mary Kate runs into her. Oh, Jankowski with a clean block and a whistle. Are you kidding me? They're going to call that on Mary Kate? No way. No, they don't. It's just out of bounds. That was a nice block by Jankowski.
Yes, it was. I mean, you know, she was fortunate not to get the foul on that play.
I know she wants to make the most of her minutes. The first year Jankowski's been with the squad, the 6-foot Jankowski. I think she's a difference maker myself. 14-11 to go. Driving it in now. And the Penguins steal it away. Good job by Nakamura to break up the play into the hands of Roldan. Now Nakamura's got it on the right wing. 14 minutes to go, fans. Here's Nakamura, 3-ball on the way. Oh, brother. Nakamura from 24, Mark. 23 or 24 footer there from the right wing. Buries a tray. 43-25. Uh-oh, there's a travel, and they don't call it on LaShawn Johnson. She pinched it between her left hip. Oh, brother. And this one's called against Clarmanco after the obvious travel, at least in my eyes, by Johnson. I saw it. Mark, you saw that.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I mean, it almost looked like a move, you know, an airborne move that someone would make, you know, making a spectacular layup.
Yeah, she pinched it between her left hand and her left hip. Now she goes to the line. Subsequent to that obvious travel that somehow eluded the referees, coaches to my right saw it, and that's way at the other end of the court. And I saw it, Mark saw it, and somehow the referee was right on top of it, didn't see it. Johnson with the second one is good, so 1-for-2 for Johnson. So subsequent to that obvious travel that was missed, Johnson was then fouled by Clarmanco. Clarmanco's first, but that added one more point for the Otters, 44-25. Penguins down. Nakamura top of the key. Kayla, left wing, wants to drive in. Goes with a jumper. Valentine with another nice one, Mark, 44-27.
Yes, I mean, it is important that the Penguins keep getting baskets, but at the same time, you need to make defensive stops.
Yeah, stops are almost as important. That's like a penny saved and a penny earned, right?
Correct.
If you can make a stop, it's like you've scored two yourself. Kings got it. 13 minutes to go. Oh, brother. That one they didn't miss, as London Houchin was under the bucket. She had nowhere to go with it. She was totally off balance, and she skidded and slipped and pulled the pivot foot and everything. Every other way you could travel, she did it there. 44-27 inside of 13 minutes. You know, sometimes the players have to react so quickly that sometimes when they look up and they have nowhere to go with it, that's what happens. So the Penguins get it back after. And now Jankowski's got it. She flips it out to Valentine, who's kind of got the hot hand right now. Nakamura just scored a big three. Shelly, fadeaway jumper. Clarmanco! Off the glass. Oh, it's nice to get excited about something. And Clarmanco with a nice one. 12 and a half to go. 44-29. Diaz trailing. Monterey's got it. Santizo off to Erica Ward, who drives in. Ward's been tough on the Diaz all night, scoring 3-3 balls, but doing a lot of things for the Otters. That Ward has been tough. She opened the game with a big three. Here's a three ball by Lewis. She missed that one deep. Brittany Lewis didn't have any points in the first half, but she was involved in a lot of plays. Lewis now on Valentine with the runner. No. Valentine tried to find a three ball from the right wing. Heaved across the court by Santizo. Lewis throws it away. Now Clarmanco's got it on the steal. Uh-oh, Clarmanco's in the corner. She's got trouble. She throws it away for some reason. I have no idea why Shelly did that. She was in trouble. She was being guarded very closely by Ashley Washington, a 6 foot junior out of Seaside, which is just north of Monterey. But she didn't need to just heave the ball up in hopes that something would happen. So she threw it away, and then subsequent to that, one of the Otters traveled. 11:47 to go. Here's Mark.
Yes, I mean, the good news is this isn't too far out of reach, and just the Lady Penguins just need to go on a run here to get right back into this game. I mean, like I said, this is very low scoring for both teams, and all that really needs to happen is the Penguins to go on a run, and we'll be right back in this game.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The Penguins are going to have to do some serious damage, though. 44-29. And I'm sure Brianna Chambers is thinking, you know, we're right in this thing. Yeah, it's 15. But with 11:47 to go, anything can happen. How about some sponsors, Mark Alexander?
And yes, just want to mention the once again, the Flatiron is a tremendous supporter of Penguin Athletics. They are on 724 B Street in San Rafael. And if you have your Dominican ID, then you get 10% off your food items.
What about beer?
No.
Is that a food item?
No, it's not.
I guess for some folks it is. 44-29, 11:47 to go. All right, so if you got if you get a plate of fries, you get 10% off. It was a food item, not a beer item. Here we go, fans, back underway. Kayla Valentine's got it on the left wing. Valentine's been pretty hot here recently. Valentine's in trouble and throws it away. Stolen away by Ward. Takes it herself, left side. Ward with the layup. And I am going to guess here, Mark, that Erica Ward is a lefty because she just seems so smooth going up the left side. Now Bronners, who's come back in. Three ball by Kayla. Yes. Oh, Kayla Valentine with another long one. Valentine from long range. Timeout Otters. I think Valentine scared the Otters a little bit. 46-32. That's kind of like a shark coming down from the depths to an otter swimming around at the top. I think they've sensed that the Penguins may want to turn this thing around. I know they want to. And I think they've sensed that the Penguins just might do it. If they keep feeding the ball to Kayla Valentine, hammering home the threes, maybe the Penguins can do some damage. 46-32. Penguins Trail Radio.Dominican.edu.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, hey, Bud. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities.
Yeah, there are a lot of radio broadcast opportunities here at DU. There's also some basketball opportunities, and they're going on right now. 46-32. We're back underway, fans. 11 minutes exactly. For Monterey Bay, Santizo's got it. She feeds it off to Johnson under the bucket. Tipped out by Raquel Gomes. Oh, Johnson gets it back after Gomes tipped it out into the hands of Santizo. So good job by Gomes there. And now Johnson hits the deck. She hits it hard. The scrunchie even came out. She hit the deck so hard. Mark, when you lose your scrunchie, you know you've gone down. And she's fouled. So she scores the bucket. Scrunchie flies. And she gets to go to the line. Just because her scrunchie fell out doesn't mean she gets to go to the line. She had to get fouled, 48-32. But oftentimes when the scrunchie comes out, you can bet that the foul was part of it. 10:45 to go. Johnson on the line. The lefty Johnson. No. Missed it. A mile left, 48-32. The Penguins down with it. Bronner drives in. She's fouled. And she'll get two. As she was flanked by Shanetta Crane-Williams, the 5'11 freshman. Check it, that's on Santizo. And Bronner will go to the line. And Bronner adds one for the DUs, 48-33, 10:39. This one's on the way, it's short. Hauled down by Holcomb. She goes over to Johnson. Now they pass it off to Santizo, who holds up the left index finger indicating the play. Williams, top of the key. She's got Klermanko on her. Williams drives in. Klermanko reaches over the top. Whistles all over the place. Basket counts and to the line. Klermanko gets yanked. Bryant. And that's what happens. Shelly with a foul, bench. Janish gets ready to come in. She does, in place of Nakamura. 10:22 to go. 50-33, Otters. The 5'11 Williams is on the line. This one's perfect. 3 points for Williams. She's tough. Bronner will bring it up now. Traveling from our left to right. Our, as in Mark Alexander and myself. Coming up on 10 minutes, Kayla. Into the corner, Tammy. Bronner back over to Valentine. The way she's shooting it, I'd say today is Valentine's Day. All right. I've been waiting to use that one. I figured I better get it out of the way. Inside of 10 now, fans, 51-33. Valentine has been shooting beautifully today. I heart Valentine's play so far. Okay. King with a shorty, and it's saved by Williams. Now it's out of bounds. Oh, brother. And diving for it is Santizo. As she flies into the grandstands, Mark, she banks it off the legs of Bronner. Out of bounds, 51-33, 9.5. We're back underway. Santizo's got it. She's got Kayla Valentine plastered to her. Santizo's got both ankles taped up. Now she dribbles around the outside. Beats three Penguins on the give and go. Or on the screen, I should say. Williams with the jumper. Shauna got in her way, traveled. And the Penguins get the ball back.
And yes, I mean, it's right now. I mean, the Penguins just, you know, need to do something, just get some confidence going right now.
Yeah, I think you're right. A little momentum would help. A little confidence. Nice 22-point run would do wonders. Coming up on 9, and Janish throws it away. Intended for Gomes, batted away by King. Gomes came down with it. King gets the foul. Oh, it's on. It's not King. It's Holly Holcomb.
Gomes at the line for the Penguins.
It can't be King. She's not even out there. Holcomb and King, both with the brunette, the long brunette ponytail. And I didn't even look at the number. I just looked at the ponytail. Padilla comes in. So I said Holcomb was King. Holcomb gets her first. The first one by Raquel Gomes is very short. From the line, 904 on the way. The second one is good. So Raquel Gomes makes the adjustment and now whistles. And Jenna Bandy has re-entered for the Otters. And Kimi Nakamura re-enters for Breonna Chambers. Inside of 9 minutes, fans, 51-34. Oh, boy, that was close to a travel, but somehow the Otters get it away. Otters way off to our left now, attacking the southern hoop. Here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, Holly Holcomb in the corner. She goes top of the key with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Padilla up with it, 6. She hits the rim but doesn't get it to fall off of Bronner, and they give the ball back to the Penguins. Okay, that'll work. 8:37 to go. Penguins are still alive but beginning to gasp. Penguins need a breath of fresh air. They need a bubble in the ice. Here comes Janish with the pink shoelaces as she fires it up there, left side on the baseline. She's fouled. Bucket doesn't fall. So Janish will get a pair. Janish on the way, and the first one is good. And Kelsey has just been rock solid for the DUs for a couple years now. Brittany Lewis back in there for the Otters in place of LaShawn Johnson. Kelsey Janish back to the line, fans. And on the way is good. I'll tell you that, Janish. She's been aces. If you're a Penguin fan, you got to love Kelsey Janish. See, the Penguins are actually pretty deep. They've got a lot of great players. And I usually don't say the word great very often, but they really do. And I've been very impressed with Jankowski today. First we've seen of Jankowski. 8 minutes exactly, fans, 51-36. It's hard to, you know, it's really hard to gauge when you're playing an undefeated, tough team like the Otters. Give and go. Up with it left side, Williams. No. Penguins with another rebound. Penguins, if they're going to do it, they need to do it right now. Lewis on defense gets screened out by Rocky. Over to Janish. She heaves it to the top of the key. Nakamura. Check it. Bronner. Nakamura's out there on the left side. Gomes has got it. High stepping. Dribbling. Batted away by Holcomb. Inside of 7.5 fans, NC2A basketball, radio.dominican.edu.
Let's talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own host, your own radio show 1 hour a week?
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But I hate to say it, now it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
That's all, folks.
For those of you seeking a unique and innovative journey through college, communications is the major for you. Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken with communications. So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major.
Thank you very much, DJ T-Baby, one of the star DJs here on radio.dominican.edu. You can hear T-Baby along with DJ Piob when live student programming resumes in February. Here's Raquel with three on the shot clock, back in bounds, but the shot clock did not reset, and Gomes couldn't get it to fall. Oh, brother, what a play by Brittany Lewis after Amanda Padilla threw it the length of the court, found Lewis under the bucket, and Lewis with the most athletic move of the game. Hurls one up there, off the glass with side spin, and gets it to fall. 53-36 with 7 minutes exactly to go. And out of bounds off of Janish, who attacked the hoop but couldn't get it to fall. Clock rolls inside of seven. Now Williams brings it up. She flings it off to Padilla, over to the right wing. I'm still trying to get over that play by Brittany Lewis. It was such a great move. I mean, it was just so incredibly athletic. And now the Penguins on defense. A shot by Williams is no good. Taken down by Bronner. She brings it up herself. Bronner, takes it the distance off the glass. Too much glass. And somehow, Shauna Bryant tips it out into the hands of Nakamura. Now they go back down low to Bronner behind the back. Picks up the screen from Rocky. Over to Nakamura on the right wing. Shauna, top of the key. Tammy, thought she was going to shoot it. Goes behind the back. Eight on the shot clock. Flings it up. Too much glass. Left side of the rim. Penguins give it away again. 6.5 to go. Check it. 6:15 to go. 53-36, fans. Two more games on the schedule today. We'll get to those in a minute. For now, Penguins on defense. Off to our left. Shot on goal by Holcomb. Oh, brother. Holcomb hits a cross-country two-ball mark.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the kind of night that the Otters have had where It'll go in and out.
Yeah, well, that one went in and out and then back in. And Bronner now is called. Bucket falls, but it's blown off. It's not blown off. It's blown off. And as a result of an off-ball penalty called against Amanda Padilla. That's her second. And the Penguins will get the ball back. Wise is back in there. Melissa Wise in place of Bronner. Wise has it on the right wing. Number 33 is Wise. Up against Holly Holcomb, number 33. That's a lot of threes. 5.5 to go, fans. 55-36. Penguins trail. And Janish has it. Janish gets a whistle. Foul is called against Brittany Lewis, the 5'6" sophomore out of Antioch. That's the fifth penalty committed by the Otters. Nakamura's got it. She gets it into Wise with 1 second to spare. Holcomb has it. Holcomb stuck the foot out instinctively and managed to break up the play without it actually hitting her foot. So no whistle. And the Otters get the ball back. Chris King dribbles it in the paint and has it get away from her. And a timeout has been called. by head coach Rene Jimenez, undefeated head coach for the Monterey Bay Otters. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu worldwide.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feel me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
If you didn't know, Mark, now you know. 55-36, Penguins trailing. It's been all Otters all night. .5:15 to go, fans. Penguins bring it in on the long side for the mighty DUs. Noel Roldan gets ready to come back into this one. Here's the jumper by Kayla from 17. A little bit right. Perfect distance. Too much right. In quick transition. Jenna Bandy gets it on the left side. Now it's a loose ball. Everybody's on the ground. Shauna Bryant falls on it. And it's a jump ball. Otters get it back. Subs. Noel Roldan. For the Penguins, Fontenette and Johnson for the Otters. 4:48 to go, fans. 55-36. Three games on the schedule today. Monterey Bay is going to bring it in on the short side, right underneath the basket. Jenna Bandy's got it. She's about 2 feet to the left side of the bucket. She finds Lewis on the jumper, in and out. Loose ball. Straight up in the air, Janish hauls it in. 55-36. Penguins trail, Kayla. Down low, Melissa. Wise off the glass. Whistle, no bucket. Melissa Wise going with the faux hawk today. Kind of like that look. Wise is a very severe player and a multi-sport athlete. She, you know, she also plays on the volleyball team under Coach Gail Stammer. Wise with the freebie. This one goes down. Good shot there by Melissa. Back to the line. 55-37, Wise. Yes. So Chris King brings it in. Otters quick transition. I mean, smoking hot transition to the other end. When just a second or two is all it took to have that play unfold. Wise got down there quickly, followed Bandy. Bandy from the right side missed it deep, but did draw the foul. The third foul committed by Melissa Wise, and this free throw is way left. 55-38, about the closest the Penguins have been in the last 15 minutes of play or so, maybe more. Monterey's absolutely dominated this one. 56-38 now. The second one goes inside of 4.5 fans. Roland brings it up. She screams out the play right into the face of Johnson. Drifts over to the right side, picks up a screen. Now she takes a three ball herself. Yes. And Roldan knocks it down. Is it Roldan or is it Roldan? I just heard the overhead announcer call her Roldan. I want to get it right. 56-41. You think I know that? 4:01 to go. Noel's first day on the play on the radio station. I never even spoken to her. Most of the players I know. 3:50 to go. Chris King with the up and under. Oh, brother. And just as that one seemed like it was going to fall out, it fell back in. 58-41. As you said earlier, Mark, it's going that way for the Otters. Seems like when you're undefeated, you've got so much confidence. The ball just seems to drop and drop and drop. Here's Shauna. Long two ball on the way from the wing, in and out. Oh, brother. Five bounces on the rim, and it wouldn't fall. And that's the difference. Well, no, it's more than that. Lewis now with the up and under from the left side. 60-41, 3:18 to go. Lewis buries a deuce. If Lewis can get going. In the first half, Lewis was big-time defensive player, as the Penguins can't get this shot off. Wasn't even close. I'm not sure who took it. I think it was Noel. I'm just going to go with Noel, considering it's a holiday season. because it may be Roldan. She goes behind the back. Noel from the free throw line hands it off now to Shauna up against King, side of the backboard. Gets wrapped up with King and a whistle. Well, there's been so many whistles in this game. I mean, this game has gone on and on and on forever. And a lot of it is because the referees are really calling it tight, Mark. Media timeout, 60-41. Here's Mark.
Yes, and just to let you know, fans listening on RadioDominican.edu, just want to let you know that we have two more basketball games coming on the air tonight worldwide. First off will be the Saints of St. Martin's University against Notre Dame Denimer Argonauts, and that's at 5:30. That's the first game of this evening's session of the Dominican Classic. And then to finish off the Dominican Classic will be the host Penguins men's team. They will face off against Seattle Pacific University. First game will start at 5:30, and the second game will start at 7:30.
Yeah, the Penguins in the nightcap. I think that's going to be a great game. We watch both the Saints.
Okay, we were back. We're back live right now. We're going over a little some technical difficulties as the scoreboard is being reset right now. But also letting you know that coming in January, once we get into Pacific West Conference play with both Penguin teams, the games will start at 5:30 p.m. for the women and 7:30 p.m. for the men on a regular basis. And right now, we'll give it back to Stu as Sean O'Brien goes to the line.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark. We just had a power outage here in the Conference Center for a second. I had to jump up and deal with some things very quickly. But we're back underway. Everything's fine. No harm done. 60-42 as Bryant cans the first one. Back to the line, Shauna. Number 44, yes. If you're a Penguin fan from years ago, you know that number 44 was J.J. Myatt's old number. J.J. Myatt. The only Penguin player to ever smash a backboard here at the Conlin Center. Conlin Center opened in April of 2000. Only one backboard has been broken. 2:37 to go. That was by Myatt. I'm going to say that was 7 years ago, although I'm just guessing. 60-43, and the referees are now over at Media Row discussing things with the official score. They're going to switch. Okay, they're taking 9 seconds off the shot clock. I think that's right. I'm not sure what they did. Huh? 8 seconds? Okay. I don't know what they did. But now it's 19 and it's rolling. And the Otters have the ball in the backcourt. And there's 2.5 to go. And now they just want to eat the clock a little bit. And Wise ends up on the floor with Annette Ravalcaba falling on top of her. Wise kind of grabbed Ravalcaba and hauled her in. Wise was on the bottom and still wouldn't let go of Ravalcaba. And pulled her in. Pulled her on top of her. 2:27 to go. Wise is tough. You know, sometimes a player will fall down and land on top of somebody else. Wise will be on the bottom and still haul you in. How Wise. She's intense. I love the way she plays the game. 60-43. And the ball goes out of bounds now on the end line off of the Otters, as I was describing Wise in the fumble scrum. 2:13, the clock rolls. Bronner. Oh, Bronner with a whistle. Bronner out of bounds. Bronner on her back. And the foul is called against Jen Bandy. And Bandy's been in there a lot tonight. And that's her first foul. Bandy on her right knee has the big brace. And the freebie by Bronner is missed. She gets to go again, though. With 2:10 to go on the way. And that one's perfect. Oh. Annette Ravalcaba now falls on top of Bronner, who just shot the freebie. So coming up on 2 minutes, fans, and we are there now. 60-45, the Penguins trail. By 60-44, they switched it on the board. Here goes a three ball on the way by Ravalcaba. Is deep. She almost got her own rebound. That Ravalcaba is very intense. And the Penguins now down to Wise. Wise from the baseline off the glass. Yes! Oh, brother, just a little too loud. A little too loud, and King hauls it in. Buck and a half to go. 60-44. Horn and Alexander, your DU broadcasters tonight. Only one power outage so far tonight, Mark. That's not bad.
One too many.
We've only had one. Well, we've got three games tonight, so who knows? Maybe we'll have a few more. And now the Penguins steal it away. Oh, brother, as Bronner gets tripped inadvertently. Everybody's on the ground. Bandy caused that one. Now the Penguins have it. Kayla in the backcourt. 1:08 to go. Penguins trail by 16. Three ball. Talkie on the way. Oh, just missed it a little bit right. The Penguins really needed that one. Shauna with the putback. No. King with the rebound. Inside of one. 16 points. And now the Otters are just going to eat it. And the Otter fans who are here in the house are happy with the way things have played. 42 seconds to go, and Kayla Valentine steals it away after the tip by Shauna. Bryant. Bronner comes up with it. Stutter step. Goes right. Goes left. Throws it away. Bryant off the glass. No. Down King. 30 seconds to go. Oh, boy, the difference has been just the littlest things tonight. Just the smallest things. Fontanette will bring it up. 20 seconds to go, fans. Talkie on Fontanette. By the way, this game will be available for download, podcast style, within 24 hours. We'll have last night's action up tonight. These games will be up by tomorrow. This one with 5 seconds to go, and it drops by Ravalcaba. 4 seconds to go. Ravalcaba buries the deuce, 62-44. 1 second to go. Shot by Bronner. Missed it right, and that's the way the Penguins have gone all night. Mark?
Yes, I mean, yeah, tonight was a night where, you know, the Lady Penguins played well, and it's at certain times. I mean, it's just that the difference was, I mean, there was little breaks here and there that the Otters were able to take advantage of, and even some luck. I mean, for example, like there was, I can recall a shot by Monterey Bay that kind of bounced around several times and went in, and a similar shot by the Lady Penguins would just come out. I mean, and that happened on multiple occasions.
Yeah, you're right. It went back and forth, and it seemed like everything that should have gone out for the Penguins did go out, and conversely, for Monterey Bay, it seemed like everything fell. Final score, 62-44. Mark and I will be back at 5:30 with the second game of today's three, and that will feature the Saints from St. Mary's University? No.
St. Martin's.
St. Martin's. Not St. Mary's. That's in Moraga. St. Martin's out of Washington, and they'll be taking on the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore. We'll have that for you at 5:30. Penguins in the nightcap against Seattle Pacific. That'll be at 7:30. We'll have it for you live on radio.dominican.edu. We'll see you at 5:30.
All the passionate people at Guide Dogs for the Blind, the puppy raisers, and dog trainers.